The new ad features a Walmart worker from Chicago calculating the wage disparity between her $10 an hour job and Walmart CEO H. Lee Scott's salary. He made $17 million in 2004.
1,000 years. That's what I would have to work to make what Walmart CEO earned in 1 year. I'm getting upset.
The union is spending $1 million on the ad campaign and sending out more than 100,000 leaflets publicizing a sex discrimination lawsuit Walmart faces involving 1.6 million workers. UFCW spokesman Chris Kofinas says the goal isn't to unionize Walmart, but to force it to treat its employees better.
They follow this terrible path of exploiting their workers and their families needlessly. And the goal of the campaign is to build this public and political pressure to make Walmart realize they can do much better this holiday season, and they need to value those workers that made them a success.
But in an email statement, Walmart spokesman David Tovar says the company is providing jobs in neighborhoods that need them. He cites the 25,000 people who recently applied for 325 openings at a new Walmart in the Chicago suburb of Evergreen Park. Meanwhile, Walmart is airing its own holiday ad featuring the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign.
Together, Walmart and the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign have been helping change the lives of those in your community for 20 years.
United Food and Commercial Workers plan candlelight vigils at Walmart stores in Oshkosh and Watertown, where they'll be handing out leaflets not far from where the Salvation Army bell ringers will be collecting charity for the poor. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.